Welcome everybody to episode number 2 of the Built Bricks podcast. And I'm so excited to be with you again today, as this is available wherever podcasts is available. I think now, we've gotten ourselves on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Breaker, and many more coming soon. And I am really excited to be with you again because I've been, you don't know how much I've been wanting to return to Built Bricks. And it's like this whole entire week has felt like a month, and I felt like I really want to get back to Built Bricks. So I'm excited to be here again with you guys, and I'm really excited to share with what I've been doing this week because it's been crazy. So let's start this off wonderful. And we are soon gonna be having some cool stuff going on. But first, before we start our week, let me talk a little bit about YouTube and stuff. So, we have new merch. And I've been really, really excited to say this to you guys, but we have good merch. There's the You Gotta Be Brickin' Kidding Me phone cases and face masks. There's Keep Calm and Brick On. There's Unbrickable. There's I'm Building, and Built Bricks mugs, the Ant line, which is designed by Ant. I don't know why he did that. Some of the products he designed, I'm not sure he even likes them. But the Ant minifigure line, and then we have the regular Brickmania line. We even have a Built Bricks mug, which I think I'm going to get. Do you think I should get it? I think it'd be cool for the show if I could be just like, welcome everybody to Built Bricks. Got my Built Bricks mug here. Wouldn't that be so cool? We have a bunch of cool merch that is in the link of the description, or you can go to this link, www.teespring.com/stores/the/brickmania/merch/store. And you'll find a bunch of cool goodies, not just merchandise from a regular YouTuber that just has his YouTuber picture all over it, but actually cool designs that are like fun jokes, and it shows your love of Lego. And I'm really, really, really loving these shirts. I bet my dad's going to get one of them. So I'm really excited about that. We have Patreon we just got into. And I'm really excited about Patreon because I get to do special live streams on there. You'll get access to the Lunch and Lego live streams, which are these live streams that sometimes, like, if I'm eating lunch, possibly, I might go, like, every, like, once in a while, but, like, it's like these Lego streams where me and my brother are eating lunch, and we're basically just talking about what we're doing and we're building. So it's sort of like a cool live stream that are going to be accessing to Patreons only. I forgot which tier that starts on. I don't know. I think it starts on small set. I don't know. Go check out patreon.com/brickmania_z. And go check that link in the description. I am really excited about Built Bricks because I was looking at Anchor the other day. Anchor is the place where I made my podcast. And I was looking at where people are streaming this. It turns out more people are listening to this off of YouTube. Not on YouTube, but on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor. And they're listening to this somewhere on Apple Podcasts. They're listening to this more than on the regular YouTube. So I was like, wow, more people are watching this audio only. So I'm going to try to keep it as audio only as possible. But I do realize that I wanted to do listener feedback, but we don't have any today. And I think that's why, because I haven't told you guys where you can guys get listener feedback. And you can basically do that by going to anchor.fm/builtbrickspodcast. And right next to the listen on Spotify, it's like right under the description of the podcast, there's a message. And I think it's a voice message. I think you leave like a voice message. Or you can go to Apple Podcasts or like somewhere that has listener feedback and you can type in listener feedback. But I think you leave a voice message. and you leave, like, some sort of comment. You can leave, like, feedback, or if you have, like, something cool that you've been doing this day, something awesome that you want to share with the world, we would love to hear it. I would love to hear it. So, I would also love what you think about the podcast and what you think about Brickmania. So, I'm really excited about that. So, enough blabbling about what's happening on YouTube. Let's get right into what I've been doing this week. So, Sunday was Super Bowl Sunday. But before, we had church. And now since we're, like, sort of in quarantine, well, not, like, we're sort of in, like, the fifth part of quarantine, so much, but we're still doing online stuff. So, it's an online church called Life Church, and they do something every Super Bowl called 30 Second Theology. And they take, basically, commercials, Super Bowl commercials, where they have actually real-life truth, true stories, or like some sort of Bible story hidden in them, and I really enjoy that. My favorite commercial was this fun one where I think it was for like a dating website, and it was like this it was Satan, the devil, and he. He wanted somebody to go with a date with. And his date was 2020. You see, you get it, though? It might be not too funny because, you know, with the whole entire devil thing. But really, it's hilarious. So, that was one of my favorite commercials. That one was hilarious. There's a bunch of other ones. There's a one that, like, spoke to me, and that was, this one that was from Google, and it was, like, it's a very hard story to tell. I can't really remember it. But anyway, Super Bowl. My dad was going for the Chiefs. It turns out California, Las Vegas, was predicting that the Chiefs were going to win the Super Bowl. And my dad thought that the Chiefs were going to win because they were doing so good. And I'm one of those guys where I'm like, okay, my dad's supporting this team. I'm just going to support the other team. And I did. I supported the Buccaneers. I think there was one person on the Buccaneers I think I liked. I forgot what his name was. But they won. And I was sort of like a shock. I was like, really? That's crazy. But I don't really care about the game as much. I care about the halftime show. I think the halftime show is awesome. I love the halftime show. That's when I go to a Super Bowl, call me down for the halftime show. Don't call me down for the rest of the game. So, yeah, halftime show is my favorite type of show. And the Super Bowl. And I think it was the weekend this time. So I was really, really excited about that. Now, on the next day, Monday, it was sort of like a normal day. On Tuesday, we went to, like, this shopping town, and we went to Walmart. And while my mom was going to shop for, like, candles and other stuff, we went over to the clearance aisle, and it turns out they had Dots, like a Dots picture frame poly bag and extra Dots. And I said in my Dots video, my Dots review video, that I wanted to get extra Dots, like these, basically these $5 bags that had these extra Dots in them, so they wouldn't look so too weird. So I got them. They were like $1, and I was like, snag them, get them. And they were, and when I got them, and then when I returned back, I couldn't find my bracelet anywhere. But my brother has a bracelet with him, obviously, and he made his, and I have to say, the Dots are really cool. I still have them over here, I think, somewhere, but I'm going to build those once I find my bracelet, so hopefully this weekend I can get it. Wednesday, let's go straight to Thursday. I'm not sure there's nothing really special to have on Wednesday, but on Thursday, we sort of like, it was sort of like it was supposed to snow that day. And it turns out it didn't. When I woke up, I looked outside my window, no snow. When later in the day, no snow. It was like, but then we got news that, like, on this highway, that there was, like, a person a car slipped on ice, and the person ran into that car, and the person behind that car ran into that car, and the person behind that car ran that car, and it's sort of like this long traffic trail, like this whole entire accident trail. And I was sort of scared there for a second. I was like, what's going to happen? Because my mom was, I think, getting her hair done. So I was sort of scared there for a second. And I was like, what's going to happen? Turns out this was in a town like an hour, like a good 30 minutes away from where she was. But I was still scared because that might have been the same problem in where she was. But thankfully, it wasn't. And I had to get a haircut that day, so. Like my slick look? Do I like it? Do I like it? I think after the first Built Bricks podcast, I do acting. Okay, I'm an actor, actually. I play myself in movies. And we were filming some, like, tapes for casting directors that wanted, like, put me in movies. And there were, and it was for, like, some scene, and my mom dyed my hair brown. And I made a TikTok about that. And I was like, woo, my hair. Nice. And brown hair, I think I look better in brown than blonde. But I still like blonde. My hair, I mean, sort of looks brown if you think about it. But it's a darker type of blonde. So, yeah. And I've been going pretty good here. And on Friday, we watched WandaVision at lunch. WandaVision. It is incredible right now. And I hope they keep up with more episodes. I'm really, really excited. Really, really excited. So, now there's a new mystery on the way. I'm really excited. And I've been trying to go with live streams. It's sort of weird because YouTube's just popping all these rules on me. And I'm sort of like, what am I supposed to do? And it's really crazy. So, we're thinking about doing a live stream tonight. So, if you're watching this this podcast today, we might be doing a live stream tonight. And I would recommend going to my channel, which I think is in the link in the description. If not, I'll link it. And that's the Brick Mania live channel. And I would recommend subscribing to that because you'll know when we're going to do a live stream. Hit that notification bell because you'll know when we'll be doing the live stream. And you can join. And I think it'll be really fun. And I hope to have really, really much fun. And we are really excited about doing this. And I think that's wrapping it up for this week. So, yeah, it's been incredible. Listener feedback. Here's a listener feedback for you. A question. What did you have this week that was so special for you? What was the most awesomest thing you've done this week? And put that in listener feedback. And I also have another topic for you in listener feedback. How did you show kindness this week? This podcast is all about making you a better person. And I want to take the time to know that. What did you do kind this week? Because I hope you did something good. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you guys next time on Built Bricks. Bye.